It's gonna call Ghostbusters before it calls anyone around here.
Yeah.
I'll get it on with Edward Teach.
Oh, you
before
will.
I get
Is that
it on.
What you do, huh?
Well, oh, most Lord. Of these tools around here. He'll take me to the lighthouse anytime.
Oh, I bet he would. You know he would. Old Edward Teach.
Oh, God.
I know he would.
You're listening to Outer Banks This Week with Autumn and Justin. Here they are, Autumn and Justin.
Oh, hey.
Crank that.
Are you like this more or are you like this more?
I normally, like, I don't know. I kind of go back and forth. It
hey.
Does make sense. You know what makes complete sense? Are we on?
Yeah, we've been rolling.
Okay, I wasn't sure what you was doing over there, shouty.
No, shouty.
Yeah.
I prefer mama, but you know.
Oh, no, 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 no. You know what is really cool, though?
What?
This is episode number 23, Autumn.
Mm.
Ep 20. I'm calling this the MJ episode.
Oh, yeah?
You know why I'm calling it the MJ episode?
No clue.
Because Michael Jordan was number 23.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Michael Jordan was number 23. So this is going to be the Jordan episode of the podcast here at Outer Banks This Week podcast with Autumn and Justin, all brought to you by Artie Sawyer Ford Motor Company, Highway 64 in Manio. Okay. I haven't seen Doc in quite some time. I feel as if he was on vacation. He came back, but he just, like, normally I'll see him in the mornings.
Right.
And I didn't see him this morning. So, again, he's still around, though. But if it can be found, they will find it at R.D. Sawyer Ford Motor Company on Highway 64 in Manio. And you can find them if you're not in Manio. You can also find them online at rdsawyer.com. Last week, Autumn, Charlie Griffin was in here from Wicked Tuna fame and Juan Cheese Marina Harbor Star Dolphin Tours. And we talked about all things Juan Cheese Marina Dolphin Tour related.
Sharks.
We talked about sharks.
Which had a lot of interest. And a lot of people hit me up. Like, a lot of people just thanking me that we did it, too. So they're like, hey, you know, that no one brings up that touchy subject. But
no.
They do exist.
Lots of compliments on this episode.
Yeah, for sure.
And again, it's like you said, I saw some photos floating around. Somebody said, oh, the shark problem just isn't here on the Outer Banks. And when we say shark problem, we're talking offshore fishing.
Yeah, there's not been any shark attacks. But yeah, just them screwing up the lines and all that stuff for everything.
Right. And they said that they're having the same trouble up in like Canada.
Yeah.
Up in New England.
Yeah.
Same stuff, same problem.
Yeah.
In the fishing world.
I tried watching Jaws the other day with Nolan. We made it into where Alex, the little boy, gets ate.
Oh, the Kittler boy.
Yeah. So he was there and Nolan looked at me and it was outside because we set up like the outdoor movie theater because I have a projector and it was like dark and scary. He was all stoked for it. But then he looked at me and he goes, you know what, Mom? I just don't think this is a kid's movie.
How
I was like, if you're scared, boy. He goes, I'm going to have nightmares, Mom. Let's stop watching this. And then we watched A Pet's Life instead.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, Austin wanted to go with me in the worst way when they played it at the Pioneer Theater back at the first part of July.
Uh-huh.
And I wouldn't let him. I was like, no, I took my mom instead. But
Yeah, that's what I had a long conversation with him after that. Like, I paused the movie and I was like, all right, now listen, bro, before I put on A Pet's Life, let's talk about this movie. That's fake. We ain't going out in the ocean and just Jaws is going to eat us and our friends when we're out in the water. I mean, like, it's a possibility, but a very slim chance. I was like, so don't let that scare you from going in the ocean, too. Yeah,
you're more likely to get struck by lightning twice.
Yeah, I was like, don't. And he was like, I know, Mom.
Yeah, that type of thing. Last week, went and saw Travis Tritt. How was that?
Travis Tritt was great. But I will say, a little bummed out.
Why was that?
Because I think I Googled it. Travis Tritt had like 43 hit songs. 43 of them.
Okay.
The concert, typically 90-minute show is what they run. 43 hit songs could have filled 90 minutes.
Okay.
And I felt like he didn't do that. Like, we were all there to see Travis freaking Tritt. And, of course, like, the songs that everyone knew that were a hit song everyone was into. But, Travis Tritt also has a lot of slow songs and sad songs, but, like, I would much rather have heard his hit songs because he has 43 of them.
I heard he talked for a while.
Did. Yeah, and I mean, of course you're going to have your standpoint on everything. I really didn't care about you know what I mean? Yeah. I was there to see Travis freaking Tritt.
Right.
I mean, he was great. Chase Matthews, first time I saw him, he was pretty good, too.
Yeah. Carrie and Tiffany, who's joining us today.
Yeah.
They went and saw him on her birthday last year. Isn't that right, Tiffany?
Chase Matthews.
Yes.
He's great. Love
yeah. Tiffany from Beach Realty is going to be joining us again in just a little bit. She's going to talk a little bit more property management fun that she's been experiencing so far this summer. So we'll talk to her in just a little bit. But yeah, so that's Carrie had a good time. When I talked to her the next day, because I definitely didn't talk to her that night.
Yeah.
When I talked to her the next day, I was like, "How's Travis Tritt?" She was like, "Good."
Yeah, like we all talked about it. Like us girls after the show were like, "I don't know, man." Like it was just, I couldn't believe he ended on the song he did, and like that was it. Like no encore, nothing. Like nothing, Travis Tritt, nothing. Nothing.
I mean, he's 60 years old.
I don't care. You're still doing it for a reason. So you're saying you have the energy to perform for us for 90 minutes. Give me damn 90 minutes of high energy, 43 hit songs that you had, Travis Tritt.
I mean, it's like Garth.
Yeah, like
the Garth concert was crazy.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what you expect when you go to a Garth show, to hear all of his hit songs, though, right?
Yeah, that's true.
That's what we wanted to hear. And I mean, he was great.
Yeah, don't get it twisted. It was just like...
Bummed out.
Yeah, you expected a little more, I guess.
Yeah.
Is that the right way to say it?
Yeah, because Jake played it, right? He played all of his hit songs. Everyone knew those songs.
Yeah. Jake Owen was a lot of fun. So
yeah.
Well, we just had Sublime the other night. Wait, hold on. Tiffany had her hand up over there.
I think Jake and Chase Matthews also did a really good job of shouting out and incorporating the Outer Banks, which engaged the crowd
in their songs.
Mm-hmm. I felt like Travis Tritt came in, sang his songs, but there was less engagement.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough. I was not there, so I cannot sit here and have this conversation. They fed off the crowd,
and that's what they did. And, like, yeah, they did a good job at that.
Great show with Travis Tritt, regardless. You know, it was still a lot of fun.
Yeah, and then you had the OBX for Lovers, too. That was fantastic. That was an all-day kind of thing. I liked the festival style of it.
Yeah.
And the number one thing I heard from everyone 30 and above, too, is, like, they felt like they were in high school again back at that show. Because it was, like, Hawthorne Heights and Thrice and, like, songs that you would definitely scream to when you came home from school. You know what I mean? If you're our age group. So.
Gotcha. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't make it out for that one, but I do look forward to some of the ones coming up that we'll talk about a little bit later. But something I wanted to bring up, Autumn.
Yeah.
Just the other night. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Friday night and Saturday morning, there was an alligator spotted.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In Wan Chi's. All right.
Uh-huh.
And it was, it really shook up the neighborhood, man.
My kid, Nolan, is on high alert. He wants to capture this thing, and he thinks it's going to be his next daggum pet. He told me before he went to go hang out with his dad, he goes, "Now, Mom, if you find the alligator, just put the dog gate up on the back porch, and you know my back porch." He's like, and he'll stay there until I get back so we can figure out what to do with it.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I don't know that that'll happen.
That's what I told him. No, I was like, no, bro. We have cats. We have Otis would get eight. Like, Mabel, when she comes over, she would get eight.
She would get eight. Yeah.
That can't happen.
That alligator wouldn't have to eat for a long time if it ate Mabel. That's for daggum sure. My fat golden retriever.
She is a fat one.
She is. But again, so this alligator, just a little backstory, it was in somebody's yard.
Mm-hmm.
On Pew Road in Wan Chi's. Now, Miss Tracy Leonard, her daughter Rachel Midget, caught said gator and like held it up. And I think she works for the wildlife department somewhere.
Clearly, she knew how to handle that thing like a professional. Because I was like, "Dag, girl!"
And she carried it to the other side of the road and turned it loose.
Yeah.
So, but that raises a question: like, do we? You know, we got Alligator River Wildlife Refuge on over there, Terrell County splits Dare County mainland and Terrell County mainland. Yeah. Runs down towards the Hyde County and makes a little,
of course.
What's the word I'm looking for? Bay, sort of, I guess. I don't know.
In a roundabout, yeah.
But do you believe that there's probably more alligators?
Yes.
Like, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel that we're in the prime condition of an area for it, so why wouldn't there be? You know what I mean?
True.
Like, we're swampy, it's wet, it's hot, it's everything.
I just think about like the solidity of the water. You know what I'm talking about? The water, the salt levels in the water. Is it too salty for them? Like, maybe? No?
I don't know, man. I don't know how this works. But, I mean, who would have thought we have coyotes everywhere too.
I mean,
excuse me, red wolves.
Red wolves. Yes.
That's right. I'll get that right.
But I just thought that was like something that was kind of noteworthy we needed to mention real quick.
Yeah, about for sure. This, like, keep your little alligator dogs and your cats, because I know that there was coyote problem over there in Wantese too. Because there used to be this orange fluffy cat that would come to my house all the time. Super rad cat. And I swear his name was Mango or something like that. And he was up on one of the Wanchese community page because the coyote got a hold of him. And I haven't seen him at my house for any treats or anything like that. So I was a little bummed out about it.
Yeah. Well, again, you know, that thing is still loose in Wanchese, apparently, from what I understand. It was just relocated to the other side of the road.
Interesting.
And it is still wandering around.
It made a great pair of boots.
Well, and then I saw somebody post something in the comments on this on Facebook. It was like, well, where there's one, there's probably two. Mm. So I'm willing to bet there's more out there. I'm like you. There's definitely more.
Yeah, it's just don't you think that so? Like,
that's the only one to wander up into the residential areas.
It comes
I guess
to the question of, though, it's like the Black Panther myth around here too. Do you believe in the Black Panther?
What?
You've never heard that?
No, there's no Black Panthers here.
I believe
maybe
that.
Maybe Dare County mainland, but
I've
not
never
on Roanoke Island.
No. No, but Banks. Like, yeah, you would have to go over towards Hyde and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But people swear that they see him over in that area. So,
well, and it's very well possible. Mm-hmm. You mm-hmm. know, they wander about the world.
I mean, hell, now we can finally admit that aliens are true and they exist, so why not the Black Panther?
I don't know. I'm still kind of skeptical on all that, but we
you
digress.
Didn't see the government talking about
no,
it, bro?
No,
okay.
No.
Because
we believe everything on C-SPAN.
It was the government in general. When they would sit down and all talking about it, yeah. And they had those witnesses come up, all working from the Air Force and stuff. I felt like I was watching a movie. But not really. It was very boring.
Tiffany's
but
over here nodding
I'm,
her head.
I'm like
yeah.
legit, dude. Like, that's what they did.
Did they?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll have to look this up. But
it's just, yeah, it's probably, you know, distracting us from something else, but, you know.
Yeah, it might be. They got us looking over here when they're over here doing something else. It's just it's a sleight of hands.
Be prepared for the aliens.
Yes, okay. You got any shout-outs you want to do this week, Autumn?
Give me a minute, because, yes, I do.
Give you
but
a
go
minute.
Ahead.
You Tiffany,
go.
Do you have you want to think about some shout-outs that you might want to do?
Yeah.
All right, take. Do you want to go? You want to go first? You want me to go first?
You
I got
go
a
first.
Few. Okay, I got a few. I'm going to start with the gentleman works for Dare County Sheriff's Department. His name is Jack Scarborough. Mr. Jack lives down the beach. Okay, I commonly run into him
down the beach.
Yeah, when
so
I say,
Hatteras way.
Yes, I commonly run into him somewhere around like Avon at Nino's for lunch occasionally. I did see him at Carolina Barbecue the other day, and that's where he said it was Thursday. It was actually last Thursday. Mm-hmm. He's like. Latest podcast, it hadn't dropped. I was like, but it has. He's like, I did not get my alert. And I was like, I don't know what's going on. And I went and I pulled it up for him. I was like, look, it's right there.
Yeah.
And he was like.
So does he do the southern route too? Or
I believe
does he just
so.
Live down there? I got you.
I believe so. He like I said, he's all over the place. Mm-hmm. But I see him down there sometimes. Like I said, he's up here. I think he probably was up here for court.
I got you.
I'm not sure exactly. Yeah. But again, he's constantly listening to the podcast.
Sweet.
So I wanted to say hello to Mr. Jack Scarborough of the Dare County Sheriff's Department.
Jack, don't pull me over while I'm down there. I'm just delivering beer.
Also, I want to shout out to the Dooley family that have been working for the Mr. Mike Dooley, his wife Shannon, his kids with the Scallywags. Mm-hmm. They had a nice little award ceremony the other night. It was really cool. And they have just been tirelessly working to make sure that the baseball team has been getting everything they need, taking them out into the community for all the different things and activities that they participated in with the kids and just with the games and everything like that. And Miss Shannon, God bless her, she keeps me straight in the press box. She'll bring me something. She'll be like, all right, these are the names of the kids for the Dizzy Bat Race. Here's this. All right, wait a minute. What does that say? All right, change that to this or whatever. Mm-hmm. She's on top of it. So, and they've been super cool to work with all summer long.
That's awesome.
So I've enjoyed them. And they listen to the podcast. Michael's like, hey, I listened to the podcast the other day. And he'll come and tell me something. He'll be like, you didn't talk about that. You know, and I'm like, oh, my bad.
Yeah, thanks for letting me come and heckle the players.
Oh, they think it's great. They think it's fantastic. They love you there. Definitely love you there.
I can't wait for more.
I just got a couple more. I want to shout out to Miss Jordan Rodriguez one more time. She keeps Murray and Austin religiously for me mm-hmm. every week whenever we're working and Carrie and I both. Yeah.
You got to take care of them kids.
Yeah. And she, without question, there's only been like maybe one or two times where she was not able when I asked her for like a day aside from her normal days. Where she couldn't do it. And that was because, like, she had her parents in town from Arizona.
Yeah.
And things like that. And I was like, there's no way I can ask her to take time away from her family to watch mine. So like I would find a way, but like she's been fantastic and she's really great with Austin and Murray and she's got kids their same age. So it works out really good.
Mm-hmm.
And last but not least, I really need to like shout out to my wife and kids.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like my, I don't know. It's just, I feel as if there's just,
That just hit you this week. You're like, oh, maybe I should, you know, say
well,
hey.
Well, I mean, I shout out to everybody else, you know? Like, I was like, man, I got to shout out to my wife and kids. I mean.
Holding it down for you.
Yeah, definitely. All the time. I mean, anytime I got to make an arrangement for work or whatever and carries off, like, there's just so many different things that, like, I mean, at the end of the day, it's us, you know? Mm-hmm. Throughout the day, I wear, like, two or three different hats. You know, mm-hmm. I got meetings over here. I got places to be over there. I got to go to be Captain Scally Swag sometimes at the ball field. But when I get home, I'm dad and I'm husband.
Right.
You know? And she's a trooper with me through all the crap I got to do every day. So, and she enjoys some of it. She likes going to the ball games and stuff like that. But at the same time, it's like, she backs me.
Right.
So, Carrie, I love you. And I'm not just saying
I
that.
Love you too.
I love you more.
Tiffany likes to mess with me because it is Tiffany's little minion. Uh-huh. I mean, she's Tiffany.
She is not my minion. She is my work wife.
Okay, yeah, see, work wife. And she tells me all the time, she's like, she's mine. Like, I just let you borrow her in the evenings kind of thing. You know?
I spend more time with her, essentially, than
that's
you,
true.
Than you do.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That is very, very, very true because
you can pull that, like, seriously. So if you just want to lean back and she'll just pull that whole thing straight. There you go. All right.
Cool. Yeah, it's very true. She does spend a lot more time. It's like when we did morning radio and we were like from 5 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Yeah.
I mean, that was just, that's how
prime
it is.
Prime time, too, when you're taking kids to school and everything like that. Like, yeah.
Like, so, yeah, but Tiffany likes to mess with me. But, like, yeah, I just want to shout out to my wife and my boys.
Shout out to my wife.
Yes. What was I thinking? I'm sorry. Tiffany's wife.
Thank you.
And my boys.
And my bodyguard.
Yeah, it's true. She is very protective of Autumn at concerts and shows. If anybody grabs Autumn and like slings her away from you, like if you're a dude and
if anybody looks at Autumn.
Oh, really? So okay. Yeah, you've been there.
I have been there. I have witnessed. It is the only time in all the years of friendship with Carrie that I have seen her become the aggressive one instead of someone else. And yes, it was all over someone just looking in Autumn's direction. The protection mode just kicked right in.
For sure. Yeah.
I wish I had that on video because it's like, I ain't never seen that before.
It happened so fast. That's why. You know.
Oh, it did happen very fast.
It's good to know.
Yep. I wasn't sure whether I was supposed to go after the dude or calm Carrie down in the moment. But
so
yeah,
I think we just got in the Uber and left.
Well, all right. Shout outs, Tiffany. You got a little upset when I mentioned my wife and kids.
I know. So I will lead off. Definitely shouting out to my husband and children during this time of the year for the last 10 years. I am probably the most difficult person and constantly stressed. So shout out to them for not hating me at the end of the day and still loving me. Shout out to all of my property management companies, of course, that are hitting the first week of August and dreading the last couple weeks, but we're almost there. And then shout out to Outer Banks Association of Realtors. We recently had a huge loss in our community, bigger than our community, but the Outer Banks Association of Realtors, Willow, Karen, Leah, Ginger, Dan, all of them really chipped in to make sure that we honored Kim Andre, who was a huge realtor and on a national level, state level and local level, they really honored her and put on a great service. So shout out to them.
That's pretty rad.
Yeah, no, for real. It is a great association and family to be a part of when you need people. So that's my shout outs.
Gotcha. All right, Autumn, you go.
Oh, my gosh. Like, you guys are, like, over here, like, thinking of it. I don't know, man. I actually want to, whoever wrote the movie, Sound of Freedom.
Oh, Lord. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, whoever directed that movie. I don't know who that person is, who all the actors and actresses have played in that movie. Dude, that movie is epic. If you have not seen that movie, you need to. Just
my mother has been after me going to see that movie, about seeing it.
I cried out. It took me 10 minutes after the movie was over to calm myself down because I was so angry. I was crying, like so angry. And it makes me angry thinking about it again. But you know that type of anger, like you're, because you're so frightened, like you feel every emotion possible, like you don't know how to fix it.
Right.
That's, and you feel helpless. Mm-hmm. That kind of anger.
Okay.
So definitely whoever wrote that movie, I know it's not a local person, but thank you to Michael Bass Night mm-hmm. and the whole Pioneer Theater for even carrying it for those couple of days, because that's rad.
Controversy about that movie being played yeah. in different yeah. networks and things like that.
Yeah, like so, the yeah. fire alarms are going off and stuff mm-hmm. like that when people are watching this movie. Whole crazy thing.
Right. I got you. Well, good deal.
Yeah.
Good deal. Well,
and I really don't know who else I was going to shout out to, but I feel like there was someone. Oh, shout out to Roanoke Island Animal Clinic.
Okay.
I got two of my Wanchies thoughts. Over there, my cats.
The thoughts?
Yeah, my thought of a cat. Two of them that you know, Nolan is, makes me have.
What does thought stand for? I'm confused.
You that hoe the over there.
Oh. That. T-H-O-T.
That hoe over there.
I just wasn't sure.
Yeah. So I have two cats that are girls, and they bring them to Wanchies, and they want to be outside all the time. Well, they can't. Now they can. So shout out to Roanoke Island Animal Clinic. They took care of them, had them overnight. Like, the doctor took them in right away. The next day, she's like, yeah, let's get these girls taken care of. I was like, yeah, please, let's do. I mean, $615 later, but still.
But still.
I ain't gonna have no more kittens.
No more thoughts.
I'll kick in on another shout-out, SPCA, Outer Banks SPCA. I adopted a puppy in March.
Yes, I remember said pup.
Mm-hmm. Said pup. We love said pup.
We had a conversation about...
We did. But
yes, anyway.
We did have a conversation about said pup and the joys of adopting another dog, Justin. But shout out to the Outer Banks SPCA and everybody that donates, because when you do adopt a pet from the SPCA, all of their shots and spaying mm-hmm. and all that stuff is covered. It's free of cost. And so that was huge for us in regards to money and
flea,
I mean, everything down to flea treatment, nail clippings, like yeah. everything they took care of up through the adoption process, fostering to adoption process.
So yeah, cool. About died. I was like, I should have just went to the SPCA yep. and rescued some yep. spayed cats mm-hmm. already.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And there's a ton of them up there.
Gosh, I know it. Now my kid's on a kick of a bearded dragon, so stay tuned.
Yeah, well, stay tuned. And again, Courtney, and speaking of stay tuned, we're going to talk a little bit more to Tiffany here in just a few moments mm-hmm. about some exciting property management adventures so far this summer. Mm-hmm. Okay, but first, in a shout out right now to Kitty Hawk Kites, locations all over the beach. Kitty Hawk Kites is your spot for life as good gifts, wind art, apparel, toys, and of course, kites. They've always got something going on, and they've got an event coming up we'll talk about in the event section of the podcast.
Gotcha.
But Kitty Hawk Kites, they offer parasailing, hang gliding lessons, and rentals for things like boogie boards, cornhole boards, just to name a few of those items. For more information, you can go online, or you can even shop online at kittyhawk.com.
One day I'm going to do the hang gliding. Like, I just want to try it.
I think your buddy Jonathan Bland is...
Does he still instruct over there?
I don't know if he still instructs, but I know he did.
Yeah, so he's certified at least.
He's at least certified.
All right, cool.
All right. Well, again, Tiffany is in here from Beach Realty and Construction. A couple different locations in Kitty Hawk and Duck and Corolla. And we're glad to have her as we go back to, like, I want to say it was episode 5, somewhere in there.
Somewhere
early,
there.
Early on in the podcast world that we've created here. She came in and we talked a little bit about some different real estate things with property management and different issues and things that they faced and some fun stuff. And mm-hmm. and I felt like it was necessary to bring her back in. Here we are, the first week of August, to talk about some exciting things that may have gone on so far this summer. So let's start, Tiffany. First of all, how are you today?
Fabulous.
You look lovely. Let me just throw that out there.
Thank you so much.
How's your summer been so far? Just real, you know, how's it going?
It's going. I mean, we survived Beach Week, which was the last topic that we had discussed when I was in here. Few evictions here and there, which we can get into and stories. Okay. But we survived that. Now we're into the summer and the woos and woes of the general summer complaints.
The general summer complaints. Yep. Okay. So rewind back a little bit. So yep. you said there's a couple things that happened during Beach Week. You want to mm-hmm. shine maybe a little light on some sure. of the fun and exciting and wonderful things?
Sure.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Yep. So I think one of the main things that needs to be understood is expedited evictions.
Okay. Expedited evictions.
Okay.
So okay. quickly, so, expedited.
Yeah.
Is that right?
North Carolina real estate in general has the most stringent laws. We are regulated by a Vacation Rental Act, and that is in regards to short-term rentals, and expedited evictions apply to any rental under 90 days.
Okay.
An expedited eviction means that I do not need a magistrate. I do not need a court hearing. I don't need anything. I can come to the house, and if you are in breach of contract, I can evict you. I don't need anybody to do that.
On the spot, right then and there, get your stuff, get out kind of thing.
That's correct.
Okay.
Actually, I give you 4 hours. I have to give you 4 hours. Okay,
4 hours.
per the Vacation Rental Act, 4 hours. So it's a little bit different than long-term rental situations. So we had several instances. It was not just our company. Several companies had instances this year where people felt as if we were violating their rights by evicting their children from the home. And not
horrible
going
thing for you to do.
Yes, I know. How dare
Why
us?
Why would you do something
Did
like that?
Did you see? I'm not sure if you had seen. I shared on Facebook the photo of the children on the roof.
I did see something about that.
Yeah. So aside from the liability of your drunken teenage children.
So they're really not kids. I mean, they
none
are,
of them are
but...
none of them are technically children. They're either graduating high school, which is where we have the most problem.
Right.
I feel like the college groups have drank long enough to understand and become a little bit more mature and responsible.
Maybe.
Somewhat. I have one of them this year that wasn't. Specific school. But overall, it's the high schools. And so we had a parent that reserved two different houses side by side. One was the girl's house. One was the boy's house. Both were coming from private religious high schools.
Okay.
They thought getting houses beside each other.
A girl house and a boy house. And the parents were under the assumption that these groups would not be commingling.
Yeah.
As I was told.
The sky ain't blue.
Fast forward. Unfortunately, they chose to rent two homes that are within viewing distance of the owner of those homes.
Mm. Oh, interesting.
So at 8:30 at night, I got a phone call that they were jumping from the second story balcony into the pool that is 5 feet deep.
Oh my gosh, what fools.
You can't fix stupid.
No, we got a little bit of a concern there. Yep.
Yeah.
Of course. Somebody's going to get hurt.
Going to be through their dome.
Exactly. Yeah. So I called Nags Head Police Department knowing I had two side by side, probably about 60 kids I was looking at, and asked them to meet me at the pier to go over what was going on. Keeping in mind, guys, everybody, we don't want to ruin anybody's time.
Yeah.
If you are behaving, I won't even know that you're there.
Yeah.
When you're not behaving, I know you're there. And so we agreed that they were not going to enter the home. I was going to go in and try to mediate the situation, give them the 4 hours to get out, et cetera, et cetera. Well, as soon as I walked into the house, flipped the lights on because they were all out. They had a disco ball going with a beatbox or something.
Nice.
I flipped all the lights on and started screaming for the leaseholder by name. As soon as I did that, they all scattered out the back door, out the side door, out the front door. It was like ants. Just they scattered.
Oh, wow.
Well, with the police sitting out there, they saw them scatter. So now we got a whole police chase on the beach. Okay. That was not the intention. Right?
No,
of course not.
Not
the intention.
It was like super troopers.
Yeah, exactly. So the ones that did remain and the officers that are still with me, these children are on the phone with their parents. And this is where I was going back to this expedited eviction thing. As attorneys, as parents, as the whatever title you're claiming, expedited eviction means that I reserve rights to take back that home when you're in breach. So I reserve rights to enter that home at any time. Parents were very upset that we had done that. It was a violation of their privacy and of their rights. Mm. There was one adult asleep. He was probably in his 40s, 50s on the lower level of the house. And that was the only adult over the age of 21 in two houses out of 60 kids.
Wow.
Puke everywhere, broken windows, beer bottles, liquor bottles in the pool. One of them had completely broken. So there was tiki lights hanging, ripped all the tiki lights out, threw them in the pool. irresponsible, immature type of behavior. Completely. And the parents refuse to accept the fact that these kids had done this.
Because they go to a private school. The worst kind. Just saying. I'm saying it. So I know a lot of private kids'
you
schools.
Said it. I didn't say it. But so obviously the cops are there as well, and they are in the same mindset as me. We're not trying to ruin anybody's life. We're not trying to ruin your time, right? The cops don't want to sit there and breathalyze 60 kids.
No, and they don't want to write 60 tickets
either.
Let's
be real. That's not what they're trying to do. But when you act in the manner in which these parents and children acted, all 60 of them were breathalyzed.
Oh, wow.
And there's probably in the 50 range, 50s. That were charged with underage drinking.
Holy shit.
You could have just let me walk in the house and give you your 4 hours and clean the house and we could have been done with it. So that is my word of advice. If you decide to go against the grain and come here during beach week and you get caught, how you decide to act and behave will certainly depend on how the property management company and cops act towards you.
It's going to determine how they... Dang,
yeah. Yeah, because like I said, I told the cops not to come in. I didn't want them to. I wanted to go in there and say, you got 4 hours to get out and move on with it. But at the end of the day, there was a ton of broken stuff. We were in excess of $10,000 worth of damage for those two houses.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So aside from that, I did pretty well this year.
Really?
Yeah, we did pretty well. We had a few, but nothing of that nature. The University of Richmond surely made... stance this year. I don't know if you guys had.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What did they do?
So there was about 600, according to the Kildow Hills Police Department, 600 of them that were on the beach at one time. There were lifeguards that were assaulted, surfboards stolen. I got a call from the fire chief of Kildow Hills, and he said that one of the groups he witnessed went back to one of our houses. And when he looked over the fence, all the pool furniture and everything was in the pool. We went there the next day. Sure enough, that house was destroyed. There were four girls that rented it. Four, a 12-bedroom house. Four girls that had rented it. And all of these guys or people that were staying with the University of Richmond spread out amongst these houses. A bunch of people came back to their house, destroyed it. It was out of their control. Another word of advice, don't let people come back to your rental house that you don't know. You don't don't trust that they're just going to come back there and have a good time with you. And yeah, no, it got out of hand.
600 people on the beach,
man.
That's
a lot of people.
Assaulting lifeguards?
Dude, why?
Come on. What
are
we
doing? I don't understand what the point is there.
And from once there was an altercation that took place on the beach that a lifeguard tried to intervene or mediate or whatever, which led to that lifeguard being assaulted and then surfboards being taken and just being ruthless, like immature,
just
ruthless
moving
behavior.
To lifeguard stands and crazy crap like that.
So that was unfortunate college group and several property management companies had a ton of damage from them. But... Not moving on from evictions.
That's where all them damn Twisted Tees went that week.
That must have been. Must have been that week
I'm
of the Twisted
Tees. I'm pretty
sure
you guys did do a podcast that week where you specifically said you went to deliver alcohol somewhere and everything was gone.
The Twisted Tees. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. I had listened to that and I was like, yep, it was the same week. The University of Richmond was here.
So much alcohol being sold. Golly.
So aside from the evictions and things of that nature, like... I know you get crazy phone calls throughout the week about just random things. I mean, what kind of random phone calls have you gotten this year from vacationers that are not exactly thrilled with their accommodations?
So I think I led off or ended the last podcast with saying that I don't think any of us ever go to work and want to make anybody's vacation.
No, of course not.
Horrible or less enjoyable.
We want you all to come
here.
We do. Yeah, that's
right?
How we live.
Want, but,
seriously.
Yep, exactly. I am 100% in belief that tourists and our vacation industry supply our market. I mean,
absolutely.
That's
yeah.
what it is.
Absolutely.
There's no other way around it. However, we are human. And having reasonable expectations certainly helps.
being a realist in the real world.
Exactly.
Really goes a long way.
If you rent a house on the oceanfront, please do not ask me to guarantee that you're not going to have sand on your stairs. I cannot guarantee that your stairs leading to the ocean or the beach are not going to have sand on them. Even if I were to go sweep them 5 minutes later, there's going to be sand on them. That's not a reasonable expectation. I've seen a ton of property management companies being bashed on social media for my AC went down. My Wi-Fi isn't working. Please understand once again, we can't fix that stuff. We cannot go out there and physically replace the HVAC or make the Wi-Fi work. These things happen whether you're at home or on vacation. And
those service people, there's not like a ton of them here either. No, like they have fixing ACs and fixing the internet everywhere.
And they have schedules too.
Yeah, hell yeah, they do.
You know, they have schedules they got to keep with other, you know, property.
And the AC
issue.
We're an island. There's small, there's a limited amount of vendors and there is challenges that we encounter with getting parts and things of that nature. That's just the island life, I guess, and a part of it. So expectations, I think, was huge. I had someone today that was in tears on the phone, crying. She did not rent an oceanfront house. She rented an oceanside house. But the public beach access that she was accessing, there is a 2-foot drop from the sand due to erosion that's occurred in the last week.
Yeah.
I can't fix the beach. I can't fix the sand or the erosion, and my technicians cannot go out there and shovel the beach.
No, especially a dune.
These are not reasonable expectations. And if people can certainly understand that and not be so hateful, I think that our job might be a little bit easier, but it is stuff like that that is certainly... What would you do if you were at home? And I've been saying this right now. I haven't had air conditioning in my house in 5 days because I'm waiting on a part for my air conditioning system. I am a local. The vendor is my brother-in-law.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I still can't get the part
fast
in time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I, as a property manager, cannot physically go out and fix your AC.
Well, and it's one of those things, too. You have people that come in and out of the house and forget to close doors, and those things are running all daggum day, man.
And if you want to know the truth, that's what broke my AC. Uh-huh. My 10-year-old left the door open, left to go to the water park on the top level, and it...
Oh, on the top, too. Mm.
Which is my bedroom. Yep. I have a balcony door. She left that open, and it runs on a separate HVAC system. But yes, all day long, it was trying to keep up. Yep. And it couldn't. And so, like I said, I can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
Right. And if this happened at your home, you can't do anything about it either. Right. So just managing expectations. I can't come shovel the beach, and I can't prevent sand from appearing on your oceanfront stairs. None of us can. So in the most pleasant way possible, we really do want to make your stay great, but please, just managing expectations is huge.
It just makes me laugh because people are so daggum petty. It's like they just dumb. Like, well, I don't know what else to explain.
And
it.
Had me and Carrie yesterday. We had a guest that called and had left watermelon and corn outside by the door when they were leaving. They had been gone for over an hour and a half. My cleaners had already been to the house, started cleaning. They disposed of watermelon and corn that was left outside. When the guests realized they had left it, they called and asked who stole it. No one stole the watermelon and corn.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted a refund for their watermelon. That is, once again, I'm sorry that you left it outside, but that cannot be a reasonable expectation.
Yeah. Because their house wasn't ready either, right? Like, clearly not.
They checked out. They checked out.
I got you.
So it was a checkout that left it. And they're like, oh, my gosh. And they turn around and came back to get it.
After
an hour and a half.
Their watermelon and corn.
Was gone.
Their watermelon and corn was gone. And that is what they asked for a refund for. Carrie had somebody that wanted a $6 refund for potato chips the other day. Potato chips that an ant had gotten into the potato chip bag.
I know that Occasionally, and I don't believe you all are given the credit you deserve for the things that you all have to do.
The patience, literally to bite your tongue is what I could not. If someone called me and said about your corn and watermelon, I would take everything in me not to say something. My head would I would have a stroke.
We bought into that with customer service, I guess, right? But keeping my staff level-headed is definitely reassuring them that these are things that can't control.
I can honestly say, and this is not just because my wife works with her, mm-hmm. and I've seen them on the phones at times whenever I've gone in there, and it's just it's kind of humorous to me because my wife will be talking so pleasant and so kind on the phone to these people, and when she hangs up, I look at her, I'm like, now why can't you talk to me like that? And she looks at me and glares. And I mean, but the thing is, yes, you get frustrated, but like the professionalism that I have seen from you, from her, from the people in this industry.
Our company in general.
Your company, yes, is fantastic. Yep. And they treat everybody with the respect, regardless of how they may be talking to you. You are, in turn, still kind to them. Now, you may hang up the phone and say something like, gosh darn.
You got to vent to someone.
That cootie like, queen just, limp licker.
Yeah, did you just hear what this woman
just said? I have a
voodoo
doll, and we just beat it against the desk as we're mad. Like, that's just our way of not vocalizing in the moment. We're just, you know, everybody has their way of dealing with their frustrations. But I do commend my team and my staff all the time, because when you get things like who stole my watermelon and corn, it
or the sand on the stairs,
or the sand on the ocean front stairs. I mean, or I need you personally to come out here right now and fix my Wi-Fi.
Let me get on that.
We cannot get derailed or upset.
My mouth would be
awful. Yeah, no, we can't get derailed or upset by that, or else there will be no property management in the Outer Banks, if that's the case. The one last, I guess, tip for the summer or vacation, leave your family drama on the opposite side of the bridge. So if you guys are coming on family vacation together, having disputes in the home, whether that is couples or families against each other, you're on vacation, leave that stuff on the opposite side of the bridge. We've had several disputes this summer amongst families and couples. And I just, you know, to have things damaged inside the home and neighbors scared and things of that nature, you're on vacation. You're not supposed to be dealing with that drama. So
it's like those when people rent those big hot houses. My friend looked at me the other day, my friend Katie from Pennsylvania. She goes, man, I think it'd be really fun if we rented like a 23 bedroom house. I went, the hell if I'm doing that. She's like, don't you think it would be? I was like, no, I'll rent my one bedroom place while y'all in your 23 bedroom.
The biggest incident we had was between a couple, but I mean, it was up in Corova.
Yeah.
And it was the woman that was the aggressor.
Huh. Oh, wow.
The boyfriend had ran next door to get help because she smashed his phone and broke down the bathroom door. And when he ran next door and starts banging on doors, what do you think those people are thinking they have this, as they described, 6'3" man, big man knocking on their door? They called the cops. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until she came knocking on their doors, screaming and hollering that she was going to kill them, that they let him in the house.
Oh, and, wow.
I mean, it was, it's a whole, we don't need to do all that.
Buck Cherry song comes through my head, you know. Mm. Ow, she a crazy.
Buck Cherry, Black Cherry, crazy. Mm-hmm. Leave the drama.
Save the drama for your mama.
Save the drama for your home.
For your home.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. Like,
well, there's too much money being spent. They got evicted.
She probably just had to poop like the whole week, you know, being grumpy. Mm-mm. I don't know. Girls do that. I saw it on TikTok. Like when you're on vacation with your boyfriend or whatever and they hold in there, I'm like, I just poop if I had to go. Like, this took a turn. I know it. ADHD.
It did derail a little bit to I don't think that's what it was. According to him, that's not what it was. She wanted his phone. He wouldn't give it to her. He locked himself in a bathroom. She broke down the door. She got arrested.
Dad, God.
She was supposed to serve 48 hours because of domestic assault, and the neighbors were absolutely petrified that she was going to come back. And so they were calling and making sure and We had confirmed that she was on a 48-hour hold, but she got let out after 30 hours.
Mm. Oh.
We had already evicted them. I was in the process of having her car towed from the house, and she got out, and she got her car, and she left peacefully. But they were evicted and caused a ton of damage over a domestic.
Let me see your phone.
You're on vacation. Hopefully you guys can avoid the...
Yeah, you probably am. Right?
That's what vacation's for, to escape your reality, right? Yeah. So if you're going to come here with people you're going to fight with at home, don't fight with them on vacation.
Jeez.
Maybe.
True.
That's all I mean. No drama, no.
No drama.
Mm-mm.
Well... That's good stuff, Tiffany. It's so summer, with beach week, that was definitely 600. Well, not that wasn't beach week, but like the beach week of the 60 kids.
That was the University of Richmond.
600.
Yeah. 600 kids.
600 kids. 600? For the University of Richmond on the beach, and then crazy stuff.
That's
with
crazy. Yeah.
Different.
Yeah, daggum, don't be jumping off the roof, man. I mean, if you were inside underage drinking. No one would have
and
known.
And if you saw those photos, the property management company of that, they're there. They're in the driveway. You're still on the roof.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
I mean, that could end up a lot worse, too. Yeah. I'm thinking they got separate homes to keep the girls and the boys away.
Why are
away?
You guys so mad? Didn't you jump on roofs when you were teenagers?
Of course
yeah,
I did.
Not from a third floor Always. Beach house, though. Yeah. That's already up on pylons to begin with.
And my response is those people haven't been homeowners that rented their houses and have to deal with the liability that comes
no
along with that.
No doubt. True.
Yes, as teenagers, of course. I was on my parents' roof.
Yeah.
Something happened to me, I was their liability.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Grant, you know what I mean? But that's not the case.
No.
Necessarily. Oh, my. Wow. Mm.
Well, Tiffany, it's been fun having you in here to talk a little bit more about some things that have been going on in the property management world. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to check in with our boy, Matty P.
Gotcha.
As he ventured out over the weekend. But Autumn, I got to give a shout out right now to my man, Ryan Walker at Wanchee's Off-Road. Wanchee's Off-Road right there in Killdevil Hills.
Mm-hmm.
They're your basic Wanchee's Off-Road diesel performance specialist. From general upkeep to major modifications, they do suspension lifts, different things of that nature, basic vehicle maintenance. You can check them out on Facebook and Instagram, or you can call my man Ryan at 252-715-0025. He actually was able to squeeze me in the other day to get my radiator was just shot, mm-hmm. and I was having to put water in it every 10 seconds. He squeezed me in and fixed it, bam, that quick. Hour done,
right
out the door. So, and now no overheating, everything is good, and I have a case of water in the back of my truck. If you want it,
you should just bring it up here because everyone asks for water.
I totally need to bring it up here. So, and again, I just was very thankful that he was able to squeeze me in like that. And a fantastic guy, fantastic crew that he works with that he has there at Wanchee's Off Road. And again, you can call him 715-0025 to make an appointment to get your vehicle looked at if you have a diesel. Get you right in there. If you, like Autumn, if Autumn were to call him, he'd be like, oh, Autumn, I'll get you in. No problem.
I have a Jeep that is sitting in the driveway right now that I'm going to get to someone because it needs brake work done. It needs,
Call him.
It's a Jeep thing.
Call him. Call him. Just call my man.
All right.
Call my man.
Check it out.
He will walk you through it. Ryan Walker walk you through.
No, bro. He'd have to come get it because, he ain't going to make it on them brakes.
He has to become a mobile.
Oh, he could come get it for you, I'm sure.
Yeah.
All right, Autumn. We're checking out with our boy, Matty P. Matty P was out on the streets. He actually joined the Blue Crab Boys at the Blue Crab Tavern.
Oh, my favorite place.
Over the weekend. So we're gonna...
It seriously was on my bucket list. And on my 30th birthday, I'll be dang, I went to the Blue Crab.
Amazing sunsets.
They do.
Best sunsets you could ever see.
For sure.
Definitely at the Blue Crab Tavern.
Let's check in with Matty P. Right now.
What's up, everybody? You know what time it is. Your favorite segment of the week, OBX After Dark with your boy Matty P. Now let me tell y'all where I was this week. I was down in a little town off a little road called Collington. I went down to the Blue Crab Tavern, y'all. And the reason I went down to the Blue Crab Tavern, if you don't know, that place is a little hole in the wall shack on the side of the road. On the sound front, it's pretty cool. They got a backyard. They got a little dock People come riding up on their boats. I felt like I was in the mass water evacuation. Oh my gosh, people were flying up on boats coming to hear the band. The Blue Crab Boys were playing at the Blue Crab Tavern for the first time, and they played, and it was beautiful. Listen, I have not seen that many people at the Blue Crab in my entire life, and I grew up in Callington Harbor. And, you know, it was a great time. I actually played bass with the band. There was probably at least 200, I'd say 150 to 200 people there. The Duck Lifeguards came out on the party bus. RG was serving up PBRs and Miller Lights inside at the bar. It was a great time. The place was rocking. People were vibing, having a great time. And honestly, I don't know if I would give this place a BPL. It wasn't really that kind of vibe. It was a really cool backyard jam sesh with the heat coming down. The sun was setting behind us. You know, we had a great time out there at the Blue Crab. And if you've never been to Blue Crab, it's a really unique hole-in-the-wall place. You go in there, it's cash only. You can get a little punch card for your beers. And RG, the lady who's been running that place for so long, is such a sweet little lady. She'll take good care of you at the bar. But if you're looking for something to do, if you're back in Callington, take a trip on up to the Blue Crab Tavern. Have yourself a beer. Come outside, look at the sunset, and have a great time while you're there. Anyway, that's been another edition of OBX After Dark with your boy, Matty P.
Well, Autumn, Matty P was at Blue Crab Tavern, as I just talked about. He joined in with the band. He didn't really say if there was a BPL. He said it wasn't that quite that environment, but he did have a good time.
No, definitely not.
No. But he did say he enjoyed himself. So Matty P, OBX After Dark, he's always a fun guy. I actually, and I'll talk a little bit more about that, but I invited him to come and hang out with us when we do our podcast on location next, or this coming month later on.
You.
So but we'll talk a little bit more about that later on. Real Water Sports down in the Village of Waves is a great location.
I just went the other day and scored on a whole bunch of kids' clothes for Nolan to start school, and then I got him a little Herschel Shark lunchbox and all kinds of stuff.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
That's going to be a lot of fun. He starts kindergarten.
Dude, I know, because I took a picture of the lunchbox. I was like, I can't believe I'm buying my kid a lunchbox for kindergarten.
You did some of his back to school clothes shopping at Real.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah.
I got some of your back to school items.
Bro, he's going to be the most decked out kid for sure. Not going to let that.
I mean,
slide.
second to Austin, you know, but
Austin's
that's
on
right.
His grade.
That's
though.
True. That's true. Real Water Sports in the Village of Waves. Again, they've got your kiteboard lessons, all those different things. They got the surfboards. They got like what? How many thousands of surfboards?
Over 1,500 surfboards. And that's just in the board loft. They have more that you can check out online. Obviously, you can get custom ones, all kinds of stuff.
Right.
I got your kick pads, your leash. There was a person in front of me that bought a really sweet leash that I almost went upstairs and grabbed because I was like, oh, I can put that on mine too. But I didn't grab it because, well,
you'd be a poser if you did.
I was there for Nolan, not for myself. So I went in with a mission. But yes, everything that you guys could possibly want, Real Water Sports, Waterman's Bar and Grill, some fantastic grub. All kinds of stuff. Back to school shop. And I think that trip has like a back to school sale eventually too. You guys want to keep on checking that out. Just get onto their emails and they send you out an email of all their sales going on.
Right. And you can find everything about Real Water Sports and the Waterman's Bar and Grill and the penthouse.
Oh, gosh. The penthouse, baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you can find it all online at realwatersports.com.
Mm.
Autumn, got a few things that are going to be coming up here in the coming weeks. So we'll start with the Ocracoke Fig Festival. That started today,
mm-hmm.
and it's going through Saturday.
Yeah.
Right down there in the Village of Ocracoke. It is a celebration of all things figs, designed to honor the island's long history and passion for figs and to share it with new generations and newcomers.
Yum, yum, yum.
Yes, I mean, it's definitely a lot of things going on with fig history, fig tastings, a fig cake bake-off.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I wish I was there right now.
Yes. I mean, they were introduced to the island more than 200 years ago. Now there's at least 9 types of figs that grow on Ocracoke.
Not over 900 different types?
No. Hold on. There's more than 200 years ago, figs were introduced. Now there's at least 9 types.
Okay. I'm like, the hell?
900 types of figs.
Like, that's a lot. I didn't even know that many types of figs existed.
Again,
I love some figs, though.
Yes. All this, it's the annual Fig Festival, and everything that can be found online at outerbanksthisweek.com. You click on it, you'll see.
I might have to do a day trip down there.
Yeah, for the Fig Festival. So that's going on through Saturday. Coming up, First Friday, that's mm-hmm. happening tomorrow, 6 to 8 right here in downtown Manio. Coming up this Sunday, something really cool. Okay, I know that it's funny to talk about. We're already talking about back to school stuff.
Kind of makes me sick.
In a way, I know that Dare County schools go back August 28th. Okay, but yeah. They're having a back to school block party this coming Sunday, August 6th, 4 to 7 at Wanchese Assemblies Playground.
Yeah.
I took Austin out there last year, and it was, I mean, they had free hot dogs, games, fun. They had backpacks. Now, that's while supplies last. Mm-hmm. So if you go out there looking for some school supplies, they're giving you a backpack full of stuff
for free. Okay.
Just giving it to you. Boom. Yeah. Here you go. So, again, food, games, school supplies, haircuts, Casey Gallup.
Oh, yeah.
Casey Stowe.
Yeah, she's my neighbor.
Yeah, she's going to be doing haircuts.
Amazing. She did my hair for my wedding and all my bridesmaids, all 9 of them. And so huge shout out to Casey Gallup, because if it was not for her, there's no way all 9 girls would have been ready in time.
That's right. I mean, she's fantastic.
And looked amazing.
Yeah, beautiful. See, so there you go. There's a testimony to Casey.
1,000%. She yes. rocks.
There's going to be door prizes and things of that nature, and that's happening this coming Sunday, August 6th, from 4 to 7 at Wanchese Assembly on Mill Landing Road, right there at the corner of Mill Landing and The Lane. The big red brick church. You really can't miss it. Also coming up this Sunday, Vuzic, Dirty Heads, Lupe Fiasco, and Bikini Trill.
Going to be so good.
Gates for that are going to open up at 5.
I'm so stoked to see Lupe.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be happening, another part of Vuzic OBX next Wednesday. Now, this is something I was talking about with Kitty Hawk Kites. Wednesday, Thursday, August 9th and the 10th is going to be the Outer Banks Pirate Festival.
Arg!
Yeah, so the Outer Banks Pirate Festival is going to be taking place the 9th and the 10th at the Kitty Hawk Kites location in Nag's Head.
They're going to have a pirate ship?
I'm not sure. Hmm. I believe that they may. Pirates of the Outer Banks and their friends will be camped out at Kitty Hawk Kites. Come learn the vast history of pirates on the OBX and participate in Scallywag School for the little ones to see if they can have what it takes to become part of Blackbeard's crew.
Oh, heck yeah.
So that's something that's going to be going on. It's going to be a swashbuckling good time, as it is described online. So that's something happening Wednesday and Thursday, August 9th and the 10th at Kitty Hawk Kites in Nag's Head. We're going to jump into some more events here in just a few moments, Autumn. But H2OBX is a great place. I was there last week. I believe you were there last week. That's right. You were, Tiffany. Gosh, you know what? I'm telling you. I feel like every time I turn around, you're standing there.
With your wife.
With my wife at that.
My wife.
I was there.
Irregardless.
Where were you?
I wasn't there when you guys were there, but I was there on a Friday or something like that.
Huge shout out to H2OBX.
They love them.
Our saving grace again, the summer for locals.
Yeah, jumping in that lazy river and just going. Austin was like, Daddy, he did not want me to have one of the tubes. He was like, just run through the lazy. I'm like, that's not the point here.
It's called lazy.
He didn't want you to have any relaxation either.
No.
It's called lazy for a reason. Going.
Yep. Yeah, see, Tiffany was able to sit back and her daughter and her friend ran around. And she had a book reading it.
Drink?
No, we had Murray and Austin and... That was that.
I did those years.
Yeah, but I mean, Austin, again, like he had a good time, and it's always fun out there at H2OBX with the drinks. I had my strawberry daiquiri. It was so delicious, Autumn. I wish
sure
you could have had
did.
One with me. And a pina colada, OMG.
Yeah.
And for the parents, like security of mine, those lifeguards don't miss a beat.
No,
they don't.
They're not in their heads.
If you see them not in their heads every like inch,
they're not jamming out.
Circle, that is what they're supposed to be doing. You will never catch one of them with a cell phone out.
No,
slightly distracted.
I like how
anything.
They like they'll count and then they swipe. Downright in front of them. Yeah, dude.
Yep.
It's crazy.
They are not shy to blow that whistle.
Oh, Nolan listens to that whistle like nothing I've ever seen. And I'm buying a damn whistle for the house.
It scared me a couple of times when they were blowing whistles.
That's what I should do.
So, I mean, it's like as soon as that whistle, I pop my head up
Everyone
to see what
does.
They were doing.
It's
you
crazy,
know?
Yeah.
So, but H2OBX, all the details, they're going through Labor Day weekend solidly, Sunday to Saturday. 10 to 6. And then I think they're going to amend their hours right after for a little while, right after Labor Day weekend. But again, right now through Labor Day weekend, 10 to 6, Sunday to Saturday. All details can be found online, h2obxwaterpark.com. Getting right there in Powell's Point on Highway 158 in Currituck. Okay, Autumn, Thursday, August 10th, 7 o'clock, Vuzik with Joe Russo, Almost Dead, at Festival Park.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing, too.
More Vuzik, OBX events that are coming down the pipe, and I think it's beautiful.
Yeah, there's one, like, every week of August, basically, so...
Yes, and that's the thing. Coming up, yeah, I got a few more that I'm going to talk about in just a second. But let's talk about the Pirates Cove tournament coming up. Alice Kelly tournament is going to be the fish and the all ladies angler tournament is happening Sunday, August 13th.
Yep.
Okay, I know.
I gave my wife off for that day.
You did?
I did.
You She's did.
Off. I gave her off for that Sunday. My wife.
Yes. Oh, really? Your wife? Yes. Well, that's sweet of you to do that.
She's off for the day.
It's really super sweet of you, Tiffany.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure you knew that.
Thank you for telling me that. I think you're...
Huge shout out to Alice Kelly Tournament, seriously.
Yeah, what the money goes to and everything like that and the purpose driven behind it is a fantastic thing. I know they have like a little pre-party like Saturday night for registration. That's always a fun time.
She has off for that too.
Oh.
I gave her all of the nights off.
Oh, look at
Sunday's the party night. That's when they do the ceremony. Yep. And then it automatically kicks off the Billfish tournament.
Yeah, Monday, the registration day for the big game tournament. Yep. Then all week next or that week, the 14th through the 18th is the actual tournament fishing itself. And of course, there's always going to be little events going on throughout the week at Pirates Cove throughout those nights.
Yeah, you guys, it's open to the public. Like, you guys can go up there and buy a ticket to get in the door, and it's like all you can drink and all you can eat type of setup, too.
Yes.
So you can check out those things. And then when they bring all the fish to the docks and stuff, it's cool because you never know what they could be weighing in. And you can listen online to the whole tournament so you can hear when people are actually bringing in a big blue or something like that, too. So it's all rad.
They got it all, like fishpiratescove.com. Yep. You could track it right there. And they got a link for the tournament and everything. That was always really cool to watch.
Yeah, it's like I put it on and just listen through it throughout the day. I love hearing the captains just get on there talking crap and like, you know, so it's cool.
That's a funny part of it all. And then last but not least, I want to mention this one thing. It's something that I'm super stoked for. It's happening on Tuesday, August 15th, starting at 7 o'clock right here at Festival Park. Part of Vuzik, OBX, Kids Bop.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so excited.
Better get your tickets now.
So excited for Kids Bop.
It's set up kind of different than every other concert, too.
Yes.
So make sure you guys pay attention to
the
that
map
as well.
And everything. Yes, I was looking at it today. You got like a gold section.
Yeah.
And then your regular section, and I think a lot of it's first come, first serve, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, make sure you go to musicobx.com to see all the details on the setups for these different events because, you know, there's going to be different ways the stage is going to be. There's going to be different sections for different
stage
levels.
Stage is
going to
be the same way. We can't move that stage.
Well, that's true. That's true. But, I mean,
is no VIP to the left of the stage. It's just in the center, and it goes gold circle and then, like, general mission back there. So,
yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So... Other than that, though, Autumn, that's really about it. We want to thank Tiffany one more time for coming in and talking some property management things in regards to what she has had to deal with slightly this summer. I know there's a lot more where that came from, but you know what? We're likely going to bring her back in another time, maybe in September. I don't know. I haven't quite figured out when just yet. But I want to have her back to give us a summer recap.
Yes, and everybody definitely check out end of August, September weeks. They are discounted across the board tremendously. It's the best time to come. There are limited children. They all go back to school, and the water is super warm. So it's a great time to vacation here. Definitely check out the deals that are going on across the board in our area and consider traveling here outside of the prime weeks.
Okay,
for sure.
There you go.
Because it's the best time to be here.
Shoulder season type stuff.
Yep,
loving it.
Exactly.
Loving it.
Yep.
So something I wanted to talk about real quick, Autumn. Coming up in the month of August, we've got some different... We kind of dedicated it to fishing, to some degree. Like, we've got Tom Krause and Kelly coming in. We've got Vicky Bassnight coming in this month to talk about some local commercial fishing. We also have, we're going to be on location August 20th. We will be at Fish Heads Bar and Grill. We're going to be sitting there with Gary Oliver. That's a Sunday. We're going to talk with him about pier fishing and beach fishing. So that's something that we're going to be doing on location. It's another location thing that we've done. Like, we did the wreck back at the early part of July. We're going to do Fish Heads in August, and that's going to be a lot of fun. So I'm really looking forward to that. But we're kind of dedicating the month of August to like a fishing theme to talk about the different elements. Again, like, we talked about a little bit of the shark fishing already with Charlie Griffin.
Yeah.
But we're also going to be talking about more things, you know, your sport fishing, your commercial fishing, your pier fishing, things
like
that.
Yeah, because, like, Vicky's all about the soft shell crabs, too. So, like, yes. I want to talk about that and just, yeah, it's going to be.
And she's super cool.
She's my favorite. I was with her at the concert.
What are you?
She's great.
She is fantastic.
That's what I mean. Like, we don't bring lame people on the show. Everybody we bring has a purpose. You know,
except
I mean,
for
Tiffany,
Justin.
She's different. You know, Tiffany's slightly different. But
how dare you?
What? What, you're trying to take my wife from me?
You're saying her, and I'm looking at you like, except for Justin. We just have him here.
That's why your wife also isn't my wife.
Gotcha. I got, so I just was not good enough. So you fill those gaps.
Yep.
Where I'm lame, you're not?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
For the rest of her life.
For the rest, got it. Okay.
Yep. And that just works for you, right?
I mean, I guess we don't have much of a choice now, do I? No, I guess not. So that's going to be a lot of fun coming up throughout the month of August. So that's... that's really about it, though.
Yep.
Episode 23 of Outer Banks This Week podcast with Autumn and Justin, all brought to you by R.D. Sawyer Ford Motor Company, Highway 64 in Manio. Doc and Robin.
Beep, 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 beep. Beep, 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 beep.
They have a full-service maintenance crew. They also have rental cars over there, and you can find them online at rdsawyer.com. So.
I love how I bring up a container of water every single time I come in here, and I don't drink it.
Well, it should be noted, you know, at the time of the recording of this podcast, we lost a highly revered actor in the world. His name, what? Paul Reubens, Pee Wee Herman.
I was like, who the hell?
So sad. I was so sad today when
See,
you told me.
I was.
Died,
dude.
Made me so
when did
sad.
He die?
He died today.
Pee-wee Herman?
Pee-wee Herman died today.
I mean, he was a little creepy, though, because then he get caught in the movie theaters.
Creepy, 100%.
Okay. All right.
Entertaining? I guess maybe it's a different sense of humor for some.
Man.
He entertained the crap out of me.
And
when
me,
I was
too.
Younger.
Yes. I
was
love
really
Pee-wee.
Obsessed with some Pee-wee.
I got a Pee-wee Herman
really?
Bobblehead
like
doll.
Napoleon Dynamite. I dude. Think there's some that really like find him to be. Comedy and some that are like, how do you laugh
dude,
at this?
Pee-wee Herman. I have a Pee-wee Herman bobblehead on my desk. I will show you on our way out of here, Tiffany.
Okay.
Pee-wee Herman was my guy. Yeah, whatever. My brother bought it for me for Christmas one year. Fight me.
He would.
He is so great.
Dude, whatever.
Just, Autumn, that you know might what? Be the first thing we disagree about.
I think it is. Yeah, because I'm like, all I think about, like, I remember Pee-wee's Playhouse and like
dude,
all that
awesome
stuff.
Show.
Like, I remember it all. But I always thought he was creepy, like
awesome
super
show.
Creepy.
Awesome
just got
show.
This like hit boo. And then whenever the whole movie theater thing, I was like, well, that freaking makes sense. You know?
The like, movie where he's like trying to fix the painting.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, sorry, but that movie forever stands out in my mind as one of the funniest movies.
Oh, dang. I didn't know he died, man.
Yeah, he passed away. He was fighting cancer. He never told anybody. He'd been fighting cancer for a long time and never
said
a word.
Anyone either.
No, he kept it to himself, and I mean, it broke the news. I got the news from the big boss here at Outer Banks this week, and I was like, dude, stop it. And he's like, nah, man, showed me the link. I was like, oh, man, like, I was like, you just ruined my whole day. You know that, right? And he was like, sorry.
Okay.
Anyway, all right, I'm out of here. I got to get down the road. It's always a pleasure.
My wife waits for you.
My wife is waiting for me. Yes, she is.
It's after hours.
My wife. Just,
it is after
just throwing
hours.
That
she's
my,
your wife.
My,
yep.
She's
your
my
wife.
Bodyguard, yep. So I don't know what to tell y'all. You can take her as your wife, but she ain't leaving as my bodyguard.
Nope. She'll remain protection for Autumn and just split her wifing time.
We'll talk about that, Tiffany. Out of Banks This Week podcast. I'm out of here.
Me too, I reckon. Yeah, because I ain't going to sit here by myself.
No, you're not.
No. This building kind of creeps me out because I think it's haunted. So I wouldn't sit here by myself.
We'll talk about that another day.
Ooh, no, dude.
Ooh,
no,
we'll
I knew it.
That.
I knew it.
Another day.
Freaking knew it.
Bye, Autumn.
Later.
Thanks for listening to Outer Banks This Week with Autumn and Justin. Don't forget to follow us in your favorite podcast app. New episodes every Thursday. We'll see you next time.